We invite you to join us in praying the Liturgy of the Hours every day this Lent. Now let's pray.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
To you, O High King, of all things Redeemer, we raise our eyes up, lifted up and weeping. Hear now, O Christ, these prayers of supplication.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
The Father's right hand, the rock, the cornerstone, the way of safety, open gate of heaven. Wash away now the stains of our offenses.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
O God, we ask you, of your high majesty, in sacred hearing, listen to our sorrow. Our crimes and failings tolerate in kindness.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
To you we confess Our crimes admit to you. From contrite hearts our hidden sins we reveal. O blessed Redeemer, give your people pardon.
Attende Domine et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Innocent captured, led but not resisting, under false witness, by impiety condemned, yet those you ransomed, safeguard Christ Redeemer.
Attende Domine et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
You alone I have grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You alone I have grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord. Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you. Let my eyes stream with tears, day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us and break it not. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you. The Lord is God. We are his people, the flock he shepherds. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal is merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is God. We are his people, the flock he shepherds. You are a people sacred to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was because the Lord loved you, and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers, that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God who keeps his merciful covenant down to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
When you fast, do not put on a gloomy face like the hypocrites. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum eius,
Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oterunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Iusurandum quoduravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberis, praebus enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius, ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum, per viscera misericordia Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos petes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When you fast, do not put on a gloomy face like the hypocrites. Today, God our Father brings us to the beginning of Lent. We pray that in this time of salvation, He fill us with the Holy Spirit, purify our hearts, and strengthen us in love. Let us humbly ask Him,
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
May we be filled and satisfied by the word that you give us.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Teach us to be loving not only in great and exceptional moments, but above all in the ordinary events of daily life.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
May we abstain from what we do not really need and help our brothers and sisters in distress.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
May we bear the wounds of your Son, for through his body he gave us life.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Lent is a privileged season of prayer and penance. Along with giving something up and observing the usual abstinence from meat on Fridays, we invite you to make the commitment to pray the Liturgy of the Hours with us every day as we prepare to welcome our risen Lord on Easter. God bless.